Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about really the person who's been just so profoundly affected by the loss. What does grief look like?
What does grief look like when you are in the middle of it? Well, it's kind of like, I wish that I could say that it's a very linear process, that there's this step and then this one, and that we can follow a map from 1 to 5, and then we can know exactly where we are in the process. But actually, it's more like a ball of rubber bands. And there's grief, and there's anger, and there's guilt, and there's freedom, and there's grace, and there's forgiveness, and there's sadness, and there's discovery of new things, and there's denial, and there's acceptance, and those come in every order, and they hit you at any degree at any time. And some things can just trigger a different emotion that you did not see coming, that all of a sudden you feel, and that's when it gets most complicated, is when you feel both guilt and anger at the same time, or grief and freedom at the same time, because they're not linear. They don't separate themselves. It's not a map to follow. One of the things that you have to learn, that I learned, is to be present with whatever you're feeling right now and to allow yourself to feel whatever it is right now. A friend of mine gave me this great advice that I just took and held so tightly to, and she said, you know what, when you are feeling overwhelmed, sit down and let yourself feel it. When you're feeling the grief, or you're feeling depression, or you're feeling like you cannot do this for one more minute, sit down and let yourself feel that, and then get up and do the next thing. And that was so freeing to me, that I didn't have to sort out every emotion all the time. I didn't have to put a name to something, or a motive to something, or a cause and effect analysis to whatever it was. I just needed to feel what I was feeling right now and allow myself the grace to feel whatever that was, and then to just do the next thing. Whether I had a friend who said to me early on, Trisha, here's what we're going to do. We're going to set a date on the calendar, and we are not going to ask anything of you, and we're not going to let you ask anything of yourself before that date. And he chose randomly July 1st. And he said, listen, that's 6 months from now. You don't have to do anything before July 1st. So anything you do is a bonus. You don't have to do anything, but you need to walk right now in the freedom of healing. That is your only responsibility right now.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.